T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello there, 99 Buzz. Good morning, Spisano and Sandy. Tuesday here, 46 degrees start. Scott Spisano on you.
Sandy Waters on you too. How you? What's up? How are you? Big news for bald guys. Toupees are now cool. Oh, God. You just have visions of, like, your Uncle Frank and that flap. Frank.
I just think...
Or the really old face with the real young haircut. It's like...
The first thing that comes to my mind is the Christmas, Chevy Chase's Christmas, Lampoon's Christmas, whatever the technical name. What is the name of that movie? Matters. You know what I'm talking about, right? Where, what's his face? Uncle whoever. Oh my God, somebody call me. I'm drawing a blank and it's my favorite damn movie. But anyhow,
Sandy's been drinking the water in Kalamazoo.
Holy cow.
Okay, anyway.
I'm just like... Really? Are they calling it toupees? Are toupees really back, or are you making fun?
No, they're way more realistic than they used to be. They're saying the biggest news since, you know, back in the, you know, 10, 12 years ago when it's like, shave it off, or COVID, shave it off, right? Keep it bald. They're back in a big way. New York posted this write-up on hyper-realistic ones that are the hottest new flex out there right now. There's a... they last 6 months. You could shower and swim in them. They're like glued onto your head. It's like crazy.
And I've seen videos around this, but it was like cancer patients and kids.
Sure. I'm sure it can be used for that. You know, and it's funny
where they actually glue it to your head and then style it, like do a...
Yeah, they put it on and then they actually give you the haircut you want.
It only lasts 6 months, though?
Super thin piece of polyester that actually breathes and lets you sweat through the top of your head and breathe and stuff like that.
Would you do that?
Good ones cost several thousand dollars and they last 6 months.
Wait a minute, would you do it? Several thousand dollars?
No, I don't think so. Because how do you go back from like... bald to beautiful again. Not that bald isn't beautiful. I'm just saying. I'm just looking for B words.
Well, you did the restoration.
I did. I did the hair. Yeah, I did the hair restoration. And
so that was kind of like the same thing.
Yeah,
you did that.
Yeah. But it was before I was bald, right? I just had some thinning and it filled it back in again.
Yeah, you had some thinning.
Yeah. That looks good now, right?
We had to be careful of our camera angles. You had some thinning. It was you. I mean, you look handsome no matter what, and your hair looks great now, too. But if, you know, because that's not permanent, right? Does that eventually thin out, too? I don't know much about that.
Yeah, I guess. Like, it takes, like, a decade or more. So,
I haven't noticed anything different. Okay, so if it does, if you come time, like, would you do this?
No, because you got to go way less to get it back. You see what I'm saying? If all my hair fell out tomorrow and I was out of the picture for a couple weeks, maybe to try to
and
make it look
like... And then all of a sudden you show up to work?
And it Ta-da! looks exactly the same. If nobody saw me bald... See, that's the thing. You can't be like like wearing it proud and, you know, taking a towel and buffing your head till it's shiny, you know, and then come in the next day like...
But why not?
Well, then you'd have to own it in a most amazing way. You'd have to be the biggest fan of the process and look how great this is.
Yeah, but you can't how many people tell. Do you know in the office? Like, we know some people in the office that, they leave for vacation, whatever, or the weekend, a long weekend, gray, and they come back full black hair. It's like, okay, we know what you did. But you could say the same for me. When my roots grow out, I got a lot of gray. And then all of a sudden, the next day, I show up with nice colored hair again.
You never let it get like, you know, 4 inches gray and then do it. You don't notice it. Guys, first of all, don't notice grays in women.
You
when
don't?
When they're subtle.
Oh my
no.
God, that's
because
all
you look too hard. You look in the mirror too much. We don't notice it. Like my wife the other day, she's like, I got to go in and get touch up. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Look. I'm like, got to get a microscope out. I'm like, it doesn't, you know, whatever. You know?
Gosh, are you.
I mean, how much do women spend a year touching up their grays?
A lot.
A thousand?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that my sister went to beauty school and she does it in her garage. Otherwise, it would be a lot.
So you're talking maybe $1,000 a year, maybe $2,000 a year?
Gosh, someone call in because it depends on your hair and how much,
right?
You know, if you have a lot of hair and thickness and
so
I don't know.
More women spend thousands on their hair a year than guys, obviously. And if a guy goes 6 months without, you know, for a couple of grand.
But that's too bad it's only 6 months. That's a lot.
That's a long time.
That's a lot of money. What are we talking about? Like a couple grand or a grand?
It says good ones cost several thousand dollars. And even those don't last long. You might need a new toupee every year or two now. They're saying.
Okay, if you say every 2 years, couple grand.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a lot to work into the budget.
Yeah, but that's replacing your grays if you're a woman.
But if it makes you feel good, like us women do it because it makes us feel good, right? For ourselves also. So you're not talking about us behind our back. Oh, my God, look at her grays. Because that's in our mind what we think is happening. But I don't know. Are men becoming more insecure, self-aware? Anybody do this? Anybody really look into this?
I'm curious.
You say you never would. What if your wife says? What if your wife
rallies
up the idea?
Hey,
honey, why don't you try this?
If it's covered by a health savings account, maybe.
Let's see. Not covered by the health savings account.
I don't know. Hello, The Buzz.
Oh, my God. That would be crazy.
Good morning, The Buzz. Are you there? Did it not pick up? Maybe not. I think I hit the wrong button. Good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning. It's Julius.
Julius and Tina?
No, just Julia. She's at home.
All right, fine. All right, I guess we'll talk to you then.
So I just bought some castor oil for my hair because I have thinning in like the front dish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've been doing the comb back and it seems to help. It's for the beard, it's for the hair, so it seems to work.
Really?
That is so funny that you brought that up. Just yesterday, my father was, and he's very insecure about his hair. He would never say that out loud. So if you know my dad, please don't mention it.
Glad you did.
But just tell him his hair looks great. But anyhow, he was just talking about that. He must have saw it on TikTok, my freaking dad. Mm. But he's like, oh, I got to buy some castor oil, put it in your hair. So it really does work?
I mean, from what it looks like, it's holding it back so like the hair doesn't fall forward and you see the spot in my hair that looks baldish.
Yeah.
You know? And then Tina, she colors her hair all the time so you don't see the grays like you.
Right.
Yeah,
everybody does,
I know.
Right?
I think every woman does.
Yeah.
But does the castor oil just make it, like, hold it in place to cover up
it's
the balding?
It's
or is
oil.
It?
Oil. It's I feel like it's a styling oil in a way. Like, it makes it so it holds it back. It's helping.
Uh-huh.
Because like, I get a bad image in my head with the greased back hair. Like, I can't.
That's kind of what it feels like. That's kind of... Like, in a way, that's what it feels like, in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost.
And there's been a lot of, I mean, have you seen everywhere? There's all of these hair restoration products and pills and treatments that are really big.
That they don't have a more permanent solution.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, this is one of the most elusive things in the medical world. They just can't, like, 100% guarantee a way, figure out how to trigger new hair follicles, or if they've fallen out, how to waken it back up again and stuff.
So, Julius, if you had the money for it, would you invest or would you set money aside for, even get a side hustle to afford this toupee every 6 months?
My grandpa had a toupee. I'll just use his one.
Yay, Julius, with the out. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Funny. Hi, the boys. Morning.
Vintage.
Old school.
They'll start selling them at Lucky Flea, the toupees.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Michelle again. One more thing. I go up to the hairdresser every 2 months, $150 to $200 a month.
Wow.
Haircut, dye, highlight, and style washing. So, and tips. Between 150, and I go every 2 months because you get the gray skunk line on the
skunk line.
So
the grays never grow in nicely either. It's always in
couple
one
of
area.
Straggly witchy poo ones.
Yep.
So that's
where your part. Yep.
So it's like you got $1,600 to $2,000 a year anyway. You're spending, right?
Yeah, I might have to get a side hustle because I get my. Pedicure every 6 weeks too. So they know. Gotta look good, guys. Gotta look good.
Gotta look
you
good.
Too. You're on the right. public.
Better
area.
To look good than to feel good, right?
Oh.
No, you gotta both. It's both. That's how you. Man, come on. You know this, guys.
I know. I hear
especially
you.
Sandy. Yeah. And the toothpaste thing. I'm gonna mention a restaurant, but I can't say it. He walks around and he's in his late 80s all the time. It does not fit. And it's a very popular restaurant. I know Sandy knows. It's Greece by Elm Grove. Mm-hmm. And I
All right. Michelle, you're going down a rabbit hole.
Okay.
So there's a guy with a toupee that doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit. Somebody's got to tell him.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. Oh, my gosh. What if you did have a fit? What if you did do this and it didn't look right? Would you want your wife to tell you?
Do you know it doesn't look right?
Well, when your wife tells you. Like that guy that she's referring to.
Yeah, when your wife tells you, you know.
Do you want to know?
But then do you keep it on because it was $2,000?
Okay, so speaking of vanity and how we're discovering that guys are more insecure than we ever thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, male friend, just posted a video of him doing something at the salon that I never thought a man would do.
Okay.
And I'm curious, Scotty, because you're one of my most...
I'm one of the girls?
Well, no, I didn't want to say that. I'm trying to figure out how to say it. You're all about your, you know, you look good. You take care of yourself.
I try to, yeah.
Would you do this?
All right. Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. Hello. Scott's Pajama Sandy Waters here, hanging out with you. This is our 4-hour road trip of happiness every morning.
Okay, so let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, let's be honest.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we've been doing that. We've been taking, we've been on this road trip for 25 years.
Yeah,
so we're pretty close. We can be honest with each other.
Is that what it feels like when you guys drive to Florida? Does it feel like a 25-year drive when you guys go to Florida?
Yes, it does. Okay, anyway. So you were just on the air talking about how the new thing guys are investing in toupees.
Yeah.
It's like the updated version of a toupee.
High tech,
they need to
totally
call it something else, though, because in our mind, toupees, No, okay. So, and now we're discovering that guys are becoming just as insecure as us women when it comes to body image and looking good and feeling put together and nice. So would you do this? First, you said no to the toupee, right, Scott? You wouldn't do that?
Mm-hmm.
Would you get a lash lift?
What is a lash lift?
Okay. When they lift your eyelashes and they tint them to make them, you know what I mean? It's almost like you don't need to wear mascara. Now, I've known some women to do the lash left. But as I was scrolling through my social media, like we do, all of us
never,
do every
no,
day.
Never, no.
I see this one guy that I met actually through Brandon T. Adams, who's on the air with us for Startup on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. This was a guy in his network. Super nice guy. Mm-hmm. Young guy. Millennial guy. Mm-hmm. I have to say that because I don't know if this is a millennial thing. And he has a beautiful girlfriend. I mean, they're just the most adorable couple. And when he posted a video, hey, come with me to get my lashes lift or lash lift or however he said. Mm. I'm like, huh? Mm. Is this a joke video? Oh, no, he's sitting in the chair and they're lifting his lashes, his eyelashes. And he goes, guys, if you're not doing the lash lift, you got to start.
Is he getting paid for it?
Well, I don't know. Okay. I kind of think he was, but it was wild. Almost like I could never, ever, ever, ever convince my husband to get a lash lift.
Well, that's different because years ago, you're saying that you kind of turned you on if you ever did the guyliner stuff thing. You know?
Oh, that was way back
like
in the day.
Blink 182
those days are,
style.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Green Day.
Green Day. Huh?
That was that time. But I don't know if that's the same. Is that the same thing?
I don't know what it looks like.
It's just your eyelashes just pop a little bit more.
You did drag me to Brow Diva, which is kind of like very similar to that. And it kind of looked good. Because my eyebrows don't quite fill in and it really does frame your face better.
It really does.
Yeah.
Like you could see, is that attractive? First, guys, do you feel more attractive? Girls, are you attracted to a man who has well-groomed manicured? Because you can tell the difference with eyebrows. You are right, Scotty. It's more just defined clean. It's just clean.
Yeah.
So now add your eyelashes because
I don't know. Nah.
How are your eyelashes now? Do you have nice? You have nice eyelashes.
Yeah. I mean, I never think of it. I mean, I just wonder, like, how many days am I going to go before I just shave my scruff and go back to mini scruff? You know? I'm like 4 days
all
in
right
on this.
Go home today and put on Jill's mascara and see if it, look at the look he's giving me. I'm serious because this is not poking fun. This is legitimate. A lot of guys are doing this now. It's like guys were doing the brow thing. Now they're doing the lash lift. Anybody, does your man do the lash lift? Guys?
How about no?
Is this
stop
a millennial thing?
Could be. I mean, For certain guys, there's certain levels of vanity, right? Well, you see these manly men, like, really doing it up with their beards. And like Julian was saying, he puts the oil in his beard, make it smooth and straight. And, you know, doing the hair product and stuff like that. I think it's more and more prominent these days. And I think even you see older gentlemen that are, you know, going, like, almost all gray. That are all, like, smooth side part, nice looking, you know. So, I don't know. Is it a generational thing? Is it a millennial Gen X thing? Is it, or just everyone a little bit more aware of their vanity these days?
Like, I'm trying to think. I wonder if it is generational, or the older you get, the more insecure you are, man, female, whatever you are, you will try these things, experiment with these things. Because I'm telling you, before he sat in that chair, this video that I watched of my friend, his lashes look great, but his after picture was fantastic.
You noticed the difference?
Oh my gosh, I was lash envy. There.
How about this? You said he's got this beautiful girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
What if she put him in the chair? Because guys will do anything for their significant others. You
hey,
know.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Why haven't you brought it up that you get the fillers?
I have.
You do?
Yeah. I have, yeah.
No, in this conversation.
I was about to.
I totally think you would do the toupee and the lash lift.
I'm not going to do the toupee.
If
I'm
Jill
not going to go as far
to
as lash lift. Cause
yes, you would.
It was
I'm
free.
I'm texting your wife right now. Tell Scott.
You know, you're the worst, like, instigator ever. You're like, go home and put on your wife's mascara. I'm like, no.
I think you would look great. You have beautiful lashes, and I don't know why that is that men have gorgeous lashes, and then us women try to achieve those.
It's,
like, just
it's
naturally.
Our diets. It's our diets.
Is it?
Yeah, the worse you eat, the better lashes you have. Right, guys?
Oh, all right, anyhow.
Yeah, there you go. Lash lift. Get it. Go, get it.
Try
get it.
Try it. Let us know.
Trucker okay. Al, how about you? You in?
Could you see Trucker? Oh, God. If Trucker Al does the lash lift, if you do a video, then we're all jumping on this bandwagon. If
Trucker Al does, I'll do it. You know, he'll start blinking and hear those little noises. Ding, 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 ding. Hold on. Let's see who this is. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I've been listening to you guys talk about the lash lift and the eyeliner. Mm. So I just have to say, my ex-husband, a millennial, he would not trim his beard or shave his beard in any way. I had to do his beard. It's like, so some guys, yeah, they care about their facing group, but my ex, he looked terrible all the time. Ooh. I don't want to go out with you in public. You have to do something about your face. And I never liked the beard.
And that's why he's your ex.
Can we just isolate that and put that on a plaque? You have to do something about your face, I said to my ex.
So I'm totally down with guys, you know, keeping kept. You know, it was a really big problem. Big problem.
If you're,
I'd like to see guys
have. Yeah, and if your current relationship dude came in and said, listen, I'm going to get my lashes done, how would you react?
I'd have to look at, like, some before and after, but if it improved, absolutely.
You know what it makes me feel like? Like, when I see my husband get all, and when we first started dating, he did zero to get prepared and ready, right? He just shower out the door. Now he spends a little bit more time with his hair because it's thinning. And I almost appreciate that. It makes me feel better about the process that goes into me getting ready. Like, I'm like, okay, it's not just me taking all this time. Mm-hmm. He's also just insecure.
And yeah, it's like, guys, do something. We have so much to do. Like, do something, you know? It's like, I don't know. I totally agree.
I like it. Okay.
What is the weirdest?
I'm going to call the spa at the Del Monte, see if they do the lash lift for guys.
What's the weirdest thing you've found in your ex's beard?
I had to do it. Yeah, exactly. Yep. No, he wouldn't do it. And now I see him around Walmart. He literally has a beard that's like out of here. I know. It's
huge. Ew.
Oh, thanks for the call.
Like, yeah.
That's so
all right,
funny.
Thank you guys.
Okay, goodbye.
Right. Have
goodbye.
A great morning.
The alarm goes off and the buzz comes on. Kick off your mornings with the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.